By a margin of 6 votes, residents of Barrow have voted to change the name of their city back to its Inupiaq name, Ukiagvik. City Council member Kyan Harcharik started the process this summer and joins us on the phone. Hi, Kyan.
Hello.
Thanks so much for being willing to talk to me today. And tell me, how badly did I mangle the pronunciation of your city's name?
It wasn't too bad at all, and I'm used to names getting mangled with their Inupiaq names, but also my name, Kyan Harcharik. So you did very good. I was impressed.
I realize Inupiaq words may not have a direct translation into English, but tell us about the meaning behind the name of your city now.
Sure. I guess it goes back to a conversation that some folks were having in the 1978 Elders Conference, and that question was asked, what does Ukiagvik mean? And one gentleman had mentioned that he recalled, it was as the whalers and outsiders began coming to Barrow and bringing in other goods, including different Western foods. One of them was potatoes. And I believe the word a word for potato is the utkik, and we also collect different types of roots that are similar that are starches and so forth. So it had to do with potatoes, and I guess a place to gather potatoes.
Before absentee and question ballots were counted, the vote was tied. What were the objections to changing the name?
There's some folks that are afraid of change, and change is oftentimes a daunting task. And I believe it stems back to how well of a job that the missionaries and the Western folks in BIA schools, how good of a job they did on assimilating our people. And so, you know, Barrow, the name came from Sir John Barrow, from Frederick Beechey, naming this area after a buddy of his, and that took. And I think it has a deeper meaning to that than being that our people were severely punished for speaking our traditional language for many years. And a lot of those folks that are around today still have that internal oppression where they're afraid of that.
Kyan, why is this important?
It's important to me and many of us because our language is severely threatened, and I think it's time we begin healing, and this is a literal step into that decolonization.
Kyan Harcharik is a council member in Ukiagvik, the city formerly known as Barrow.